Oh, 20 for the next hour, hour and a half, hour 20, whatever, to join me in completely, but for real, completely disconnected from the world. I don't know about you, but I need this night tonight. The world is upside down. We're upside down. And it's time to begin the process of getting back into shape. So I'm not going to be that guy that's going to say, everyone take your cell phone out and close it, whatever. Do what you got to do. But I beg you, from the bottom of my heart, let's take whatever Hashem gave us, whatever kavod we have, whatever kavod I have, Chevra have, you have, let's mamish make a dent in Shemayim. And really mean it. Obviously, not the night for any clapping in between songs. We're way past that already, right? We know that's not happening tonight. There's no band, there's no you, there's no stage, there's no speakers. There's Jews who are entering into the gates of Yom Kippur. So please, with all your mind and soul, please, let's just mindlessly begin that process. Begin that process. I won't sing with me. Remember love of a holy. I'm not afraid to die.
daven for a moment. After Sayyamim, the Yasayah call of Decha. Everyone coming together. The Yasukum Aguda Achas. They're getting for Akash Baruch Hu for a vision of the entire globe united by a single purpose. People come from all over. We really begin to see just a taste of that tonight as we bring in, as Eitan just said, the davening. We open the season of Yom Haran to begin to get a little bit of a taste of what we imagine we can hope for. Of Jews coming together from different places, from different states, united by a common goal and coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's in that mood that Baruch Hashem we have so many groups of people that we have the opportunity to thank for making tonight happen. And Howard and Binyamin and Kenny, their entire team at Romer and Five Star. Of course, we have Ellie and Daniel and David and Elchanan and the entire joint team of Beth Abraham Stolo. And where would we be without Rabbi Eitan and the group of incomparable musicians that he's gathered for us tonight? I imagine no one here has this question because you're here. But some people are still asking me, what has song, what has Nagina, what has a kumzitz to do with slichus? Truth is, maybe the first question we should wonder is, why are we saying slichus before Rosh Hashanah? Aseres Meitshuva, we understand. Gemara tells us that Aseres Meitshuva is a time of where, when our tefillah has unique power. It's a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was most available to us, the Himatzo, and Davin and Aseres Meitshuva is unlike Davin any other time of the year. But it's not Aseres Meitshuva day. Sardu says Slichus throughout Elul. Elul has an ancient history, going back to when Moshe Rabbeinu went up the mountain. For an Elul and Aseres Meitshuva that succeeded in the first communal kapara, expressed through the second set of luchos. But this is sort of neither here nor there. We're not saying Slichus for Elul. That's not Aseres Meitshuva yet. What's with these 4 days before Rosh Hashanah? I think there are two more famous explanations, and a third that I think can add deeply to the insight of tonight. No doubt many of us have heard that once upon a time there were tzaddikim who wanted to fast over the course of Aseres Meitshuva. There are 4 days that one cannot fast. 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Shabbat Shuva, Erev Yom Kippur. So we make up those extra 4 days with the 4 days that precede Rosh Hashanah. So we're adding. It's almost like a Tosefta Shabbos. We bring in Aseres Meitshuva early. Now we're starting our Aseres Meitshuva. Another famous approach. Kohanim Beis HaMikdash bring karbanos every day, and those karbanos need to be checked in advance. Can't just rush in. There's inspection. 4 days of the Bikur. And these perhaps are our 4 days of preparing and inspecting ourselves to approach the Melech and Rosh Hashanah. But there's a third approach. The Ra'am writes, in Barcelona, in Spain, it would begin Slichos the 25th day of Elul. What's special on the 25th day of Elul? That was earlier today. Because if Rosh Hashanah is Haras Allah, if Rosh Hashanah is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on the Merkava, if Rosh Hashanah is the day when man was first infused with the Neshama, if that was the 6th day of Bria Solomon, there were 5 days before. And the first day of Bria was Chafei El. And the Ran writes, and that's why we're saying Slichas now. The Lagon writes, instead of the day of the month, we look to Sunday. Bria Solomon started on Sunday. We start our Slichas, or Tzai Shabbos, the night of Sunday. And the truth is that that's very, very powerful. Mishnah reminds us at the beginning of the paragraph of Abbas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used the process. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went through 10 steps in creating the world. He could have created it in one. Why 10 steps? Why 6 days? Says the Mishnah, to know how valuable we are, and to know how valuable the world is, that universe which hangs in the balance, which depends on our decisions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu invested plenty in creating the universe. Not one mamar but 10, not one day but 6. And recognizing the value of process is part of what Chafei Elo, is part of what Starry Sisters Early is all about. We've just begun to enjoy the Neginas, the Nigunim, the music, and the full experience that Eitan was just speaking about. And part of what we think about is the fact that time and process is so critical to music. You can't put all the notes together. It's all about the unfolding and things happening at the right time. Step after step, that's what gives music its beauty. And that's what's highlighted by Chafei Elo. That's what's highlighted by recognizing it's not just about Rosh Hashanah. It's not just about the 6th day of Bria, but it's about all the steps that lead up to it. So if we think about why there's no better way to prepare, perhaps, than with this sort of kumzitz. Certainly if slichas are the beginning of Aseres Metshuvah, the first approach, on Rosh Hashanah we adopt whatever types of tefillah we can. We daven with Shmon Esrei, and we daven with a shofar, we daven with tashlich, and we daven with simanim at our table. What more powerful way to bring in a season of tefillah and to add whole dimensions to our focus with the Kol HaMinyan? If Slichas is all about the Bikur, it's all about the days of preparation and the days of inspection. If we're looking to take ideas and bring them deeper into our hearts, we can have a careful, honest look around. What better way to reach deep into the lathe than with the language of song? And finally, if we're looking to appreciate the power of process, the power, the meaningfulness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu invested so much process in us, and how much we matter, and a recognition of our process, a recognition of we need to begin to step towards Rosh Hashanah, and to realize that the small steps we take, but consistently build on themselves and build on themselves, like mamar after mamar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like day after day, from Chafei Elo, building, building, building. Perhaps there's no more powerful way to consider the power of process than through enjoying the power of the step-by-step building of a niggun that's joined in this focus. As Eitan said before, let's allow ourselves to fully engage the experience and begin to prepare ourselves for Yom Nerav like none other.
Let's focus.
Before we continue, it's a little bit overwhelmed with the amount of people that are here right now. Not because it's cool, it's just because I'm a friend. That's what I'm thinking right now. Like, how am I supposed to be? Okay, whatever. You come to my head, it's not a good idea. I'll sing and... But the past 4 years I've been doing this preparation for Slichas and for Abraham. And it's like the weirdest thing. Usually, if let's say a person's doing a gig, a concert, a show, and have people walk out in the middle, it's fine. It's horrible. I mean, it's like the worst thing. Like, where do everyone go? But I know that, like, everyone's going to Moshe Tzvi, to Moshe Tzvi. And then it's like, go. Go. Don't stay here. Don't. Just go. Go. And every year I'm thinking to myself, like, why can't we just do this together? Like, and it's just humbling to be a part of this chapter. You know, come Rosh Hashanah, come Slichas. Let me take it for granted anymore. Life, happiness, peace, parnasa, health. You can't take anything for granted. You can't waste one moment of not giving Hashem enough. But that, I mean, again, there's so many people to thank for making this together, but Daniel has been the one orchestrating the emails back and forth. I've been driving crazy left and right, making this happen, and everyone tripping over us, I mean, not 800 of you, but maybe like half of you, and just say shukarach, and thank you to Daniel, to among the many other people that need to be in the project. Thank you. Thank you. I want to share with everybody a niggun mamish from my heart. I barely sing it, because the niggun itself doesn't really make that much sense. I sang it once in the YU last year. I haven't really sung it since. I only have one part. But it's really a tool. We'll sing a couple of times. To me, it's a couple of words, but it just means a lot to me, so really. We sang many bells. I say, listen one more time, that open heart. Say, let me beg you, know. I say, let me beg you, know. I am saved.
Yeah.
focused, keep focused, keep focused. Oh,
Bye.